Isn't Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Bertha Moore, M-O-R-R? Place was Covenant Glen in Franklin. State was September 19, 2022. The paragraph was Moore was seen regarding follow-up of a CAT scan period. She has chronic pain in the coccygeal area, and it was persisting, so a CAT scan was done, period. She also had abdominal pain and increased urinary frequency noted, period. The CAT scan showed diverticulosis without diverticulitis and mild hepatic steatosis. And it raises the question of a possible right common iliac artery stenosis and possible bilateral renal artery stenosis, period. This is not an angiogram, so it's not definitive, period. She otherwise felt okay, but has been tired and she's been weaker of late, period. She denied any pain or dyspnea, period. She's not bothered by dysuria. She has that fall, period. She wasn't quite as ill as a few weeks ago, period. She was noted to have orthostatic hypotension as she get up and is instructed to get up slowly, period. She's only minimally oriented, period. New paragraph. An examination, she was not distressed. Blood pressure 120 over 64, temperature 97.3, pulse 70, O2 saturation 97%. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Cardiovascular normal, this one is pseudogalpin murmur. She has suppressed edema that's not fitting of her legs, period. Abdomen non tender, mental status, and orientation of time. She scored 0 to 5, period. She could not tell me the day, take it a month and season, period. In orientation of place, she could tell me the state and floor, but not the city, county, or type of place, period. Affect was normal, and she was oriented as a person, period. New paragraph assessment and plan, one. She is weak and I'll order physical therapy, period. She has had a decline and has lost the confidence in walking, period. Two, her congestive heart failure is currently stable with spironolactone 25 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has hypertension controlled with metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, period. Four, she has hypothyroidism stable with levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily. She's on donepezil for dementia, period. I'll have to discuss with the family how far they want to pursue the abnormal CT scan and whether to do a CT angiogram, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.